Board member Sharon Belton-Cotman says she wants to get the new members up to speed quickly. There are various training programs based around college and university campuses for those new school board members to explain what they've gotten themselves into. That's everything from who are the school system's administrators to explaining how the budget system works. Belton-Cotman says there's a lot to learn very quickly, and it's necessary.
What took a long time was to understand the enormity of it. It's enormous. It's huge. And my role in it. So what we want to do is make sure board members understand coming in the door what their positions are, what their roles are, and that they are, they're leading, you know, that the superintendent reports to the board and not vice versa.
New at-large board member Larry Scott's familiar with some of the issues because he's a co-founder of the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization. A school psychologist in Kenton schools, Scott says city schools need more psychologists to help students.
Compared to our suburban districts, and, you know, we talk a lot about restorative practices, we talk a lot about trauma-informed care, but if we don't have the staff to be implementing that, those programs, those supports, those services, and directly having those interactions with students, then that work is really just going to be something that's in a book, in a policy.
The new board members will have to be brought up to speed quickly. Issues like what to do about school superintendent Kreiner Cash's contract, which is running out next school year. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.